Do you make sense?
Hey, is Glenn there?
He is not. He's out on a call. Could I take a message?
Yeah, sure. Unless maybe you can point me in the right direction. Does he happen to have like a controller or CFO or anything like that that might be able to assist with the financials of the company?
Nope, that's him. We're not that big.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Because last time we were in contact was in March, and I was asked to follow back up. Well, first of all, my name is Hashim, and I'm calling from Cardiff. And I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Coactive Capital. And I had Glenn as the point of contact for the finances of the company, which you
Coactive
know.
Is now Element Financial, though, right?
I'm sorry?
It's now the loan that he had with Coactive.
Uh-huh.
It's now going on. Now it's under Element Financial, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just following up with him because we were in contact back in March, and he told me to follow back up around mid-September. And I'm a little bit late here, but I was following up to see if he had anything coming up or if he had a chance to take a look at the offer that was sent out to the business.
Last
time I spoke was with Diane. And she told me to give him a call back, but I know he's always really busy and in and out and stuff like that. So I was wondering if you had like an update on if he was looking to do anything or anything like that.
To my knowledge, I don't think he's looking to do anything right now. You mean like as far as purchasing another piece of equipment or something?
Yeah, if he was doing equipment or looking to bring on capital, take advantage of Section 179 for tax break or anything like that.
To my knowledge, I don't think so, but, you know, it changes every day.
Right.
What's your name again?
My name's Hashim.
Hashim?
Mm-hmm.
And what's a good phone number to reach you at?
858-252-1499.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will give him the message, and either myself or he will get back to you.
Okay, perfect. That would be great. I'd appreciate it. And just to double check with you, is he the one that checks the info at email?
Yeah, he looks at it, but Diane usually monitors all that. So
Diane like filters it out.
Yeah, but you sent it back in.
This was about.
You said March, right?
That's the last time we were in contact. But I'd sent out the offer to the business physically about 2.5 weeks ago. You guys are still PO Box 551.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
No. You said PO Box 551, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it was sent out. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it arrived and just got tossed off to the side with all the other ones, but I will go ahead and send out an email to the info at again and direct it towards him and, you know, put a little message in there telling Diana if she can forward it over to him and hopefully get in contact that way. If not, you know when the best time to reach him usually would be?
It's hard, usually first thing in the morning, but he'll get that email on his phone, too, because he monitors all the info stuff on his phone.
Oh, perfect.
So Diane will go ahead and print it and put it in his folder, but he'll still see it on his phone.
Okay, perfect. So he will receive it somehow.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Then I will go ahead and put together an email and shoot it over his way then.
Perfect.
All right, thank you very much. What was your name?
Samantha.
Samantha. Thank you, Samantha. I really appreciate that.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.